On this episode of Course Agility, I discuss how May is NADAC season. And just as FYI, this podcast is being recorded mostly on the road, so you may hear background noise or other sounds because I'm on the road. I'm recording this podcast in between In the Zone trials at the Salem County Fairgrounds in New Jersey. Off in the distance, I have US Route 40, which cuts across from pretty much from Philadelphia over to Atlantic City across the southern half of New Jersey. I also have farm fields out in the horizon and a setting sun just to set the mood here. But May, for me, has always been what I would say is NADAC season. And that's because in the years that I've trialed, usually trials have begun for me in May. Actually, many years ago, I used to go to the first trial. Lisa used to have an In the Zone trial in April, and that would begin the season. But now that trial no longer happens. So for me, locally here in New Jersey, my NADAC season begins in May. And it begins with Playbow, which is a trial up in New Paltz, New York, which is usually the last weekend of April or the first weekend of May. And then there's two In the Zone trials down here at the Salem County Fairground in southern New Jersey, which for me is 2 hours away. And the New Paltz trial, the Playbow trial, that's only about an hour and a half. So these two trials are great. They happen one weekend, 2 weekend, 3 weekend, and then the following weekend after the second of the In the Zone trials, Skyline up in Middletown, New York, which is up in Goshen, and which is maybe about an hour and 15 minutes away from where I live, is our fourth trial in a row. So when trials happen, for me, May is NADAC season because I get to go to potentially 4 weekends in a row. And that can actually be too much trialing sometimes, but that is the most significant opportunity I have during any part of the year to trial. I would hope that maybe wherever you are in your neck of the woods, that maybe you have a similar season. Maybe it's a different time of the year. But for me, May is my NADAC season. And since we're coming out of the pandemic and my dog Trace really is intro novice level dog, I didn't enter all the runs of any of these trials. I've been kind of keeping it to just maybe 4 runs a day for him because he's still a baby dog in some ways. Up at Playbow, my sister and I only went up there one day, so we did one day and we did about 4 runs. And Playbow trial this year on the Saturday, which is the day we went, it was a beautiful sunny day up there. I'm going to have just a little bit of fun with the Playbow trial in a little bit on this podcast. But it was a gorgeous day up there. The temperatures were nice. It was outside. People would be masked up when they were walking the courses. Some people were keeping their masks on, you know, for other times. You know, we're kind of in this nebulous time where outside you're relatively safe, but people have to do what they feel is safe for themselves. And then I've come down to the In the Zone trial, and the first weekend of that has already happened. And here too, people during the walkthroughs have been wearing their masks. For the most part, I'd say most people are not really masked too much walking around the trial, but everybody's trying to keep their distance. Nobody's gathering real, real close. But still, it's been great being able to see the agility my agility people that I've seen over the years and their dogs running and having fun at an actual trial. It has really been great. And then after that first weekend of the In the Zone trial, Lisa Schmidt often has a seminar. So I've been, I've had 2 days, because I'm recording this on Tuesday night. I've had 2 days of a seminar with Lisa, with Trace, and he's been doing well. I see great potential in him, and I value Lisa's opinion. She's helped me a bit in giving me some ideas on how to handle him at the start, because up at Playmow and this past weekend at the down here at the Salem County Fairground, my beagle's nose was on the ground at the start. He was very much smelling the grass, eating grass, frustrating thing when you want the dog to start. So once he gets going and once he's working, he is a really good dog. And Lisa has given me some thoughts on how to maybe address that. So we'll see how that goes in the future. Essentially trying to get his nose up off the ground at that start line and then hopefully get going. But I know, I'm a runner of beagles. I know this is a problem I've had. And my first dog, Dino, also sometimes had start line issues. So just got to keep working on it. So that's where I've been. And as I said, for me, May is my NADAC season. And I am enjoying it so far. The weather has been relatively good here at the Salem County Fairgrounds, although I will say for May, it's been much more like April weather. Back when there actually was a trial here in April, it's been very cool. I would say the temperatures are below normal. We're lucky to hit the 60s at the trial and the seminar. So you're wearing sweatshirts, long sleeves, occasionally putting a jacket over your sweatshirt. You got to stay warm. So the forecast for the rest of the week and the trial coming up is slightly warmer temperatures, but I think the high still is maybe 70. So I'm hoping that happens. I think I'm going to take a quick break here, and then I'm going to have a little fun with what I did up at the Playbow trial. So at the New Paltz Playbow trial, this year, that trial couldn't be held in the normal location that it is in New Paltz at the, I believe it's the Ulster County Fairgrounds, because it was being used for a COVID vaccination trial. So Maureen DeHaan of Playbow had to move the trial to the other side of the road at the fairgrounds. And it was in a different location. But one nice thing about that was, and you know, over the years I've gone to many different trials, and some trials you can kind of park around the ring. Well, in this new location that we were in, which had some positives and some drawbacks, the drawback of this location was there was a road, not a major road, but a road that went up to some baseball fields and things, and occasionally cars were driving that road, which was a little distracting at times for some of the dogs. So that was a positive, a negative about this new location. But I'm sure next year Maureen will be back at her normal location on the fairgrounds, which is quite a more private-y area, and it's closer to flush toilets. Anyway, so during the trial, though, since I was had my truck parked right there, sort of ringside, for a few runs I was in the truck, probably getting a little warm, and I said, hey, let's try doing a little commentary on some of these line, some of the runs that I'm seeing. There's been some discussion about Champs sportscasters. So this is not exactly a video, so you can't see it, but I figured, what the hell? Let's have a little fun. Let's try a little commentary. So I'm going to run the commentary to first is Belle, and I'm going to apologize to my sister about anything I said negative there, but Belle was not the fastest dog that weekend. Then there's a spectacular run by Callie, and then a final run by Pat Daggett, a former guest of the podcast, and Micah. So I'm going to just run them 1, 2, 3, and I hope you enjoy them. It's a gorgeous day here in New Paltz, and it's time for the touch and go course, and Belle is coming to the line. This is the fourth run of the day for Belle, and Belle has not been on her game so far. So the harness is coming off, and Belle is not waiting to start. She's through the first hoop. She's up the A-frame, and she's doing the Beagle sightseeing thing, looking around and enjoying everybody gathered around the trial ring, wasting time, and the run is definitely not going to cue in elite touch and go. And because my sister, the handler, did not watch the dog carefully, she missed the hoop coming down off the A-frame, and now she's just stopped. So we're not doing that hoop, and we're continuing on through hoop number 4, through hoop number 5, heading over to hoop number 6, and out to the tunnel, and Belle is moving like a snail. And they're off too. I've lost track of what number we're on, but she's through the hoop. And she's through the next hoop, heading back to the second pass of the A-frame. She's up and over the A-frame, and once again she's sightseeing from the top of the A-frame, but now she's off and she's through the hoop, curving around to the back side of the field. Through a hoop. Dawdling, the Beagle is dawdling, and she missed the hoop again, and Leanne is not handling perfectly here, and she's into the tunnel, heading to the dog walk that ends the trial, and she's through the final hoop, and that was an extremely long run for touch and go. No cue. And we're still at the elite touch and go ring. Mike Wolf and Callie are at the line, through the first hoop, up over the A-frame, through the hoop, through the four, hoop number 4, making the turn through 5 and turn 6 into the 7th, which is the tunnel, 8 hoop, 9 hoop, back to the dog, the A-frame for another pass, through the 2 hoops, through the 3rd hoop, 4th hoop, back out to the tunnel at the back of the ring, up and over the dog walk, and down to the final hoop, and very fast run. Excellent job by Mike and Callie. And a reminder, I'm here at the Playbow NADAC trial in Ulster County Fairground in New Paltz, New York. At the line is Pat Daggett with Micah at the Elite Touch and Go course. And the leash is off, and Micah is sniffing a little grass on this beautifully sunny day in New Paltz. Micah is not holding the start line stay. Pat's walking out to his handling distance, and he turns to start, and Mike is through the first hoop, up over the A-frame, and he has a nice hold on the A-frame, through 3, 4, 5, 6 hoops to the tunnel, coming back to the 2 hoops before the second pass of the A-frame, up and over the A-frame, another nice hold at the bottom for the contact, and through the 2, 3, 4 hoops back to the back tunnel and to the dog walk, and he holds for contact at the end of the dog walk, and he's through the final hoop. A nice run by Pat Daggett and Micah in Elite Touch and Go. So I don't want this to be a long podcast, and the sun is beginning to set. I think I got maybe another 10 minutes until I see a gorgeous sunset over the farmer fields. The farmers right now are are tilling the field. I don't know what they're going to plant, but there's some dust being kicked up between me and the sun. Just going to wrap it up here from the Salem County Fairgrounds. I want to send a shout out, though. I have discussed in the past on the podcast that I have a little pop-up camper. My sister and I travel in this little pop-up camper, and we camp at trials where we can, or at campgrounds nearby when we can. And this is really our shakeout adventure this weekend, this week down here at Salem County Fairground. And sure enough, every time you take the trailer out every year, and the trailer now is 10 years old, so it does have a few items that perhaps might be wearing, we got here and we have a propane leak. So I did make a run to Camping World to replace the pipe that went from the propane tank to the regulator, but we still have a little bit of a propane smell. So we have not been running our propane. And when this first struck, it pretty much was the first day. We ran our propane furnace the first night. Didn't smell propane, but then during the day we started smelling this propane, and I could hear the propane leaking out of the propane tank, thinking I would fix it by just replacing the propane tank hose. And I did that, but then I still smell propane. So anyway, one of our camping neighbors here at the fairgrounds, Jack and Marie Webb, I think they're from Virginia, they loaned us a small electric heater. So that is what's been keeping us warm, because as I mentioned, the temperatures down here have been on the cool side. Tonight, I think the low is going to be about 45, let's say. The camper gets a little cold without any type of heat in it. So we have blankets and all, but the little electric heater that they loaned us has been very helpful. And as a final programming note, this podcast is going to release tomorrow, which is, let me look at my dates. I forgot what the date is. Tomorrow is May 12th. Normally, I have my guest episode on the third Wednesday of every month, but I'm going to push that this month. So I'm in negotiations with my next guest, and that guest episode hopefully will be on Wednesday, May 26th. So look to Wednesday, May 26th, hopefully will be the next Off-Course Agility podcast. I thank you all for listening. Once again, mention it to your friends. Mention it at a trial if you're going there. Help me grow this podcast, and I would thank you very much for that. And as always, and I'm actually doing it again in a few days, I'm going to a trial. So I wish you happy trialing.